Hey, Bob WP here. That's me on Community, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! Well, you know as well as I do, there are a lot of people in our community looking for a job. The reason for this stems from so many different situations that I'm not even going to get into those. And for freelancers and small business owners, in reality, they are always looking for a job as well in another sense. Depending how things are going for their business, reflects on their need to find that next client. Now, I'm not leading into an episode where I'm going to give you tips on looking for a job or insights on best practices. I'm really not qualified for that. I've been working for myself, since the late 1980s or so. And with a few jobs here and there thrown in during those early years, of trying to survive as a freelancer, I probably know as much as many of you do. And again, I could turn this episode into something where I'm talking about all the resources where you might find work. Maybe I'll mention a couple. Michelle Frechette generously curates job openings on her X profile every Wednesday. Marcus, one of our hosts here at Do The Woo, lists those who are looking for work over on the WP.world. And then there's other sites like PostStatus and many others who list jobs. And everybody's trying to help. But the reason I bring this up is that I do every day, several times, go in and visit my LinkedIn profile. And I'll typically find a message of someone asking if I'm hiring. Now, I get it on both sides of the equation. Often this is unsolicited and for you can probably be annoying. On the other hand, these are just people that need work. This abrupt intrusion, which you may think of as that, feels random and, well, it sounds that way, true. But we do have to understand that in some cases it's cultural. In other cases, just the fact that they have little experience in finding a job in the way we may describe as the correct way or the professional way. So there's a couple things here. First, they do have to connect or at least ask to connect with you to do this. Unless I think they have a premium account, which allows them to send direct messages without connecting. But likely, if they're looking for work, most people that are going to approach you this way probably don't have a premium account. Now, that first connection that they send may be as abrupt as a short intro and asking if you're hiring, and that means you can connect with them or not. And hey, you know, chances are you probably don't. Or that first connection could be, hey, I want to connect type of thing. And then that is immediately followed up with something like, hey, Bob, how are you doing? Which then if you reply, they might lead into the job pitch or maybe they go directly into the job pitch. Now, I know this can be frustrating, but really, okay, personally, this is what I do. I got to admit this. Now, I like to connect with people. I mean, that's just kind of the way I am. And most of them are, to me, a potential listener to the podcast. So I often accept connections a lot. Unless the person that is trying to connect does some kind of weird pitch, be it a job, services they offer, or something else in that initial asking to connect. Now, for the ones that do connect, when they immediately come back with a pitch, well, sometimes I ignore them or other times I reply, yes, I do, with the polite reason why I am not interested in hiring them or something else. Now, you're probably shaking your head saying, oh, Bob, you're crazy. You're spending way too much time doing that. Well, that's me. And I'm going to explain a couple things about this and how I potentially look at it. First, there's a couple things. The ripple effect or the you never know effect. Now, the ripple effect you've heard, the other one I just made up. Each connection, no matter how it starts, can lead to something else. That's that. You never know. Maybe you think odds are against it. And chances are how many connections you make, well, what are the odds? But I have had my own experiences where something did happen. Maybe they became a listener, maybe some other potential lead, or they read one of my posts and they come back and it inspired them. Or it could be that maybe they told a friend or colleague about the podcast because that's where that person's interest lies. The thing is, you never know. And that kind of has that ripple effect. You never know who they're going to say what about. Secondly, and this is an interesting one that made me think of actually doing this podcast today, I have opened the door. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are old enough to remember door-to-door salespeople. They did exist, and the ones where you would either answer the door or you'd quickly disappear around the corner into another room hoping they didn't see you do it through the curtains. But for those times that you did open the door, this was an invitation. You opened the door. The chance for them to introduce themselves. And yes, what happened? They gave their sales pitch. Well, how that whole moment went from there, well, that varied. But the fact is, by opening the door, you invited them in. So next time on LinkedIn, when you connect with somebody, think about it. That's what you're doing. It's not maybe what you expected or maybe even what you wanted or hoped, but face it, you opened the door. So that's it. Now, I'm not suggesting you follow my line of reasoning, my methodology. You may not even have the same goals as me when it comes to a platform like LinkedIn. All I really want you to remember is that when you connect, you open the door. And that's my take on community today.